Hello and welcome to episode 21 of the Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. Thank you to everybody for tuning back in, and we hope you enjoyed Saturday's win out in Munster as much as we did. I mean, if, in terms of trying to sell tickets for this weekend's game against the Dragons, you couldn't have got much more of an advert for what Glasgow rugby is all about, Murphy Walker.
Yeah, I know, it should be sold out this weekend after last weekend's performance. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Going up 31-0, mingle with a drop goal, it's pretty slick. And then, yeah, there's a couple of things we need to work on, especially in the second half. But, yeah, Munster's a pretty hostile place to go. I've never noticed it until at the weekend, being sat on the bench and folk are shouting at the bench. I think there's one guy screaming at Wilson for like 5 minutes, and Wilson finally turned around. He told him that his podcast and TikToks is rubbish. I don't want to say specifically what he said, but he said it was rubbish. And then Wilson, obviously, at the end of the game, turned around, gave him the thumbs up and gave him a wave, and he was clearly fuming. But yeah, hell of a win.
It's probably one of the best performances, I think, personally, I've ever seen from a Glasgow team in that first half. Touching on something we've talked about last week with Matt watching games in camp, I very much hope that everybody listening to this gets a chance to watch with you commentating at some point. Because having sat on the bench with you, Gus, and Ross Bybee as a 24th man,
yeah,
so, yeah, you're right there. You've got a career lined up after your very long, distinguished career with anyone.
Well, I don't think it would be very professional, but Ross and I pretty much could do your job on Twitter. It wouldn't be the most wouldn't be the most PG of Twitter feeds, but yeah, we did our bit from behind.
Five tries,
backseat
in that,
yeah. Driving.
5 tries in that game. Which one's your favourite?
Oh, probably one where Dobie makes that little half break and then Nons goes through the middle of the ruck. Big Nons.
Yeah, I mean we do specify Big Nons because our guest today is the OG Sione.
It's Lil Nons. Lil Nons.
I wasn't sure whether we're calling that or not.
They call me Wee Nons, but I'll tell you Lil Nons.
Lil Nons. It's Sione Tuipulotu anyway. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good.
You are back in the building this week after some very well-earned time off after the Six Nations, I say against literally every Six Nations opponent. just again, talk to us about that campaign. We touched on it a little bit with Matt last week, but from your position behind the scrum, how are you enjoying life in the Scotland midfield?
Yeah, I'm loving it. It was obviously a tournament with ups and downs. Obviously, we started real well, and then we ran into two pretty good teams in Ireland and France, and I just hope we can learn our lessons from those couple of games and, take it towards building towards the World Cup. But for me personally, it was really enjoyable and, I'm happy to be back in the building.
Like I said, you're back in this weekend ahead of the game against the Dragons here at Scotstoun. Tickets still available at glasgowwarriors.org. Go and sort it out if you haven't already. How big an occasion is that going to be? It's the first ever European knockout tie we've had here at Scotstoun. I think you had a pretty decent run against the Dragons in the past here at Scotstoun. How much are you looking forward to getting back out there and stuck in if you're selected?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, we play a bit of a different style to how we play at Scotland. So it's just, this week getting back used to, the Glasgow way. And, I like our style and I'm looking forward, just to get back out there and, put on a good performance.
One other man who's back in from Scotland camp, I've got to get your opinion on, obviously, is Jack. We've announced his contract renewal today. There's not an awful people in the squad that probably know him as well as you do. A, how good is it to have him sticking around for another couple of seasons? And B, just tell us a little bit about what he's like away from Scotstoun.
Yeah, he's an interesting character, obviously. I suppose all the boys kind of know that now. But yeah, I'm stoked that he's sticking around. Obviously, moving forward, if we want to win things, we want to keep the best players around, and he's obviously been one of our best players over the last couple of years. So I'm really happy that he's sticking around and he's enjoying his time in Glasgow, away from Scotstoun. Look, I don't spend as much time as you think I would away from here.
Probably for the better.
Yeah, possibly, Murph, possibly, but it's more of a... he's got his own things going on outside of footy, and we catch up every now and then after the games. If we have a catch up for a couple of beers, usually Cruz, me, him, Cole, those boys, Walt, Tej. So we catch up then. But other than that, he's a very private man. Goes about his business away from the club, and I respect it. So as long as he turns up on Saturday like he usually does and trucks it up, I'm happy.
Are you part of his fantasy American football
group? Oh yeah, I won that league. I'm coming off a ring. I won that league. It's funny. Yeah, that's actually. Let's talk about that because was he on the? No. It was some other type of media. He was talking about how I'm not that experienced in the NFL, you know, department, not that knowledgeable type of thing, but I ended up winning the league. I didn't think he made the playoffs. So, you know, we had a bit of fun in the fantasy league. And he's a Steelers fan as well. So as a whole, the year wasn't good for him, but, you know, he can bounce back.
You got a team of choice?
I'll go for the Niners. Look, I'm not going to lie. I haven't been going for them for very long. I'm going to say I converted after two games. So I converted in round three to the Niners. I'm not going to lie. I converted in round, but pre-Christian McCaffrey trade is the most important thing that I joined Niner game. Exactly.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. Murphy, are you an American football fan, a fantasy sports fan generally? Or are you
not a massive one, to be honest.
No, that's fair enough.
There's a big hype around it here, obviously. The boys have got their leagues in that. I've heard of some good forfeits over the times for whoever's landed last, but no, I'm not a massive fan myself.
Well, we'll touch on the forfeits off air so we don't get dropped into any more.
You'd be a good lineman, bro. You got the body type for it. You'd be a great lineman. What?
See, half of this stuff, I don't actually know what they do, but I can just tell from what Sione's saying.
No, linemen are usually big. They're big
just
guys.
Big guys that do nothing.
They just don't do enough.
They just push guys.
Yeah, exactly. They stand there and push guys. Same thing you do on the rugby field.
I would love to see you in the front. You've probably got the body shape for a front row.
I would be a good hooker, bro. I wouldn't be able to throw or scrum. I'd be good at, like, tipping the ball on.
I mean, that's one of the questions in the squadcast, so we'll just drip in, shall we?
Yeah.
In front of Sione, we've got the squadcast hat. In that, we've got our usual mix of scenarios on the scraps of paper. Some of them have been filtered out this week, as we have noticed that they've kept coming up because, well, a couple of people keep forgetting to mix them up. Me, but also Matt Fagerson. Your job is to pick one out of that hat at a time, read it out.
All right, here I go.
Give us your answers. Here we go.
Just one straight off the top.
Oh, here we go. This could go one of two ways.
So do I read the question?
You do read the question.
Okay, which teammate is the one who never stops talking on the pitch?
Thank you for not commenting on the quality of my handwriting there as well. Yeah, it's always good. It's a struggle.
Roger.
Murph? Yourself up? You're up?
I'm up?
Yep.
So who talks the most on the pitch?
Yep, you can take that as constructive. You can take it as sledging. You can take it.
Look, okay, so... There's some good talkers on the field in general in terms of, I feel like Staino's a great talker. That's why he's our skipper, but he's on the wing doing, you know, he's standing out there. He can see everything. He's not doing much. But he is a good communicator. Bino sometimes talks when it's not warranted. He's a big talker. I don't know if he's doing it on purpose or... But yeah, it's funny. Babino likes to, you know, pump up the boys in the huddle and stuff. Like, come on, boys! I don't know if it's an army thing or, but he likes to rally the troops under the post and stuff like that. But who else is a big talker? Anyone in the pack, Murph?
Other than Wills, there's a few. I've told the story before about Wilson riling up one of the tighter props. And Batty was like, mate, shut up. I'm going backwards here.
He gives lip field.
Surely, well, hold on.
Wait.
Right, let's talk about it.
What?
Ireland, you to ring rose.
No. I didn't actually say anything.
Just give him the little point in death stare.
Yeah, it's a heat of the moment, heat of the game type thing. I didn't actually say anything to ring rose. Nige has actually told me that he's a lovely guy. And I actually spoke to him after that in the game.
Did you apologize?
No, I didn't apologize. but I helped him up off the ground. We were stuck in like a mall, as we say. I helped him off the ground. He was a good bloke. But I've heard from many sources that he's an absolute gentleman. And obviously, I respect him massively for what he does on the field. He's brave.
You don't need to.
No. I'm just saying. I'm just clearing the air with ringers. Most lip in our team, Wills.
Yeah.
You know who actually gives a little bit of... Because obviously Darj is the picturesque, professional athlete, marketable, good-looking guy, good body, young fella. He's the franchise. Yeah. You know what I mean? We've backed him. He's the franchise, the Glasgow Warrior franchise player. But I have noticed when he's really, like, for example, on the weekend, I was watching on TV, he was getting in amongst it. You know what I mean? He's like to stand over people, flex a little. I've noticed he talks a little bit on the field as well, which I'll really like, because it's good from a back rower, because they're always in it. You know what I mean? Like, they're always right there in the action doing the hard stuff. So I respect it when it's the back rower, rather than like someone like Stainer or something who's like, you know, in the five, lipping up.
I'd love to say I agree completely on the back row, because that was where I played growing up, but in reality I was very far from sledging anybody. I was just, give me the ball, I'll pass it, we'll run, we'll be fine.
Yeah,
we should definitely have a player cam on Darge at some point.
Yeah, get that player cam on Darge, and I guarantee you'll be surprised. He's a gentleman off the field.
Yeah, Murphy on commentary for that as well, I think, is probably good.
That'll be interesting.
Anyway,
next one,
number two, there we go.
Just go from the middle of the bunch.
Oh, he's rummaging this time.
Who is the teammate that makes you laugh the most? Murph?
Laugh at or laugh with?
That's always an important distinction.
Yeah. Because let me laugh with is Sheba. Sheba is who is funny. I'm Beast G, George.
Yeah.
George is extremely funny.
But there's a couple of boys you like to laugh at, and Gregor Brown strikes me as the number one culprit to laugh at.
Yeah.
He's just funny.
He's funny. I find Lucio quite funny.
Yeah.
Because he has broken English, so he's trying to be funny in English, but
it doesn't work.
It doesn't make sense. But I've started to communicate with him in broken English. So we speak that language, that broken English language.
Same with Mingo. Mingo's.
Exactly. I speak with Mingo in broken English. A lot of the boys tease it, but they don't understand, you know, Domingo really struggles with English. So
it was one of the winter days. Mingo comes in and he's like holding his hands up to us. And he's like, I was like, what's up? And he's like, my toes are freezing. Like, what? Apparently fingers and toes are the same thing in Spanish.
I'll take it either way.
Lucio's funny. All the RG boys are actually funny in their own little ways. Who else? Wilf's obviously is funny. Yeah.
Just winding back to the Argentinians a little bit. Obviously, we've had Facundo join us since the last couple of squad guys.
Yeah.
Somebody again with a very dry sense of humor as well.
Yeah.
Have you come across him yet in terms of?
Yes, I have. I gymmed with him today.
Yeah.
So I gymmed with Cadero today. I don't know if he's got an injury. Obviously, my shoulder, I've been a little bit modified in terms of my upper body gym. Not that anyone needs to know that, but and he's a little bit modified in his upper body gym too. So we gymmed together today.
We got that bond already.
And he was a real good spot today. We bonded
his
over
English
that.
Is great.
His English is good, probably
arguably the best out of the lot of them.
A couple of years down at Exeter with Hoggy and Johnny, that'll do it for you. He's got the inside track on understanding.
Domingo started trying to speak some Scottish slang.
Oh, yeah.
He walks around the changing room going, all right, mate. All right, mate. That. So next time we get him
who
up
does
here,
that?
Domingo.
Oh, really?
So just you wait. Next time we get him up here, you'll hear him.
If you see Domingo around Scotland this weekend, ladies and gentlemen, you know how to say it.
Next one.
Right in. Let's go.
How many do we do?
We just go until 20? We run out of time. Yeah, well, 20 you might be here for a while.
Oh, Roger.
I think the record is Staino doing 12 for Christmas, but that was a planned set of 12.
Best plus worst hairstyle in the squad. Oh, right. I remember SJ did this one.
Yeah.
He said me, didn't he?
Yeah, maybe.
No, I specifically skipped to that part.
This is your chance to get back at Sammy.
Sam's not known for his hair. No. Sam's not known for his hair.
Also, did Sammy not say he actually quite liked narcissists?
Yeah. He said, I got a good cut.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did.
You could compliment him back if you want.
Okay. Like, Sam's not known for his haircut. It's very short back and sides type vibe. Yeah.
I feel like there's a new contender for worst.
Oh, yeah?
Bino.
Bino's
assigned to grow his hair out.
I've noticed this, yeah.
He struggles with the top and front, shall I say, but the back just grows. So he's kind of got like a friar's tuck mullet kind of thing.
He's not. Best is Sheba, 100%.
He's very sharp.
Sheba literally, I honestly think, has the best haircut in world rugby.
Oh, there we go.
Like, I like that Rio Dias haircut.
Yeah.
I'll give that guy props. I like his haircut. But Sheba's haircut, it's a mixture. I don't know if this is sweet. When I first met Sheba, I thought he was half black. Like, I thought he was mixed.
Yeah.
Because his hair, like, is that, because he's got curly hair.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got curly hair like
me.
You
can get waves in it.
Exactly. He's got like waves. So I would say Sheba has the best haircut. Worse, Lucio has a good haircut. The mullet, that's long as well.
Long as hell, yeah.
The one I will give for Lucio is, I mean, he does have the excuse he tied it up for gym last week.
Yeah.
But Lucio with a sort of half mullet, half top knot is not a...
Yeah, that's tricky. Not a good look. A lot of the boys have, like...
Tell you what we've had...
What are you doing up top?
Haircuts book on Thursday. So
yeah, okay. I was just asking what you're doing. How long's that between cards?
Oh, bro, that's been about a month.
Yeah.
I tried to get it last week.
You've been woofing.
Yeah. Tried to get it... Last week, nothing.
Yeah, Roger. What are you doing with that facial hair?
It's going to go.
Everything?
I don't know. What'd you suggest? Man of your style. We need to speak about Sione's style.
We do, yeah. He's possibly one of our sharpest dressed guests we've ever had.
I wouldn't quite give him that.
Thank you.
Nah.
Oh.
He's got to embrace his own style, I think, is where we're at with that.
Yeah, we'll stick with the sharpest style. Yeah, we'll stick with the first thing. I would say with you, Murph, with that beard you got going on, take off all that whisker stuff off the sides. Keep the goatee and the moustache.
So follow it, then.
You know.
I'll give it a bash.
Yeah, give it a bash. Can and what are you doing with your hair?
Oh, I don't know. Short back and sides.
Yeah, right. Respect. I used to think Daj actually had the best haircut in the... I love Daj hair. Have you noticed?
No way.
No, genuinely. Daj had the high... It's like high fashion. It's like he had the curly
Daj
fringe.
Season 1.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No, I'm talking about he says he's had the same hairdresser in East Lothian or wherever that guy's from. She went on break, remember?
Yeah.
She stopped working for like a couple months and Daj looked horrendous.
Yeah.
And then he got that cut again and he looked gone, you know? So I'd say Daj, when he has that high have you ever seen, you know, Twilight?
I know Twilight, yeah.
If you know well?
Give me a couple names and I'll.
Jasper.
Yes.
You know Jasper? Yes, he has that curly fringe look, and that's what Daj looks. It looks real good, I think. You want me to go next question?
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't expect this episode of the Squadcast to turn into a Twilight session.
Yeah,
but
Roger,
okay.
My bad.
Hey,
yeah.
Carry on.
You're launching a new business. One of your teammates is the face of the business. Who is it, and what are you selling?
Dodge for a barbershop, clearly.
Exactly.
Dodge for a reenactment of Twilight. But Dodge just for anything, I think, is where Sione's going with this.
I've heard you've got a couple, I'm not going to name them,
but
I know you've got a couple of business ideas in the back pocket.
No, don't expose my ideas that haven't come to fruition.
I'm not
going to
expose them.
All right, Murphy didn't expose his own business idea a few weeks ago when this came up, so you're in safe hands.
What was it, fast food? I'm just joking.
You'd be my business partner, wouldn't you?
Oh, thank you.
This could get violent.
All right, so... What?
You know what I think? Don't out it to everyone. But
no, no. Yeah.
We know... Well, I know...
Yeah, my business idea.
Yeah.
Who
would like?
Who'd be the face of it?
Yeah.
No, the listeners aren't going to know.
Yeah.
Do you want to give them a few hints of it?
No,
you go.
No, I'm hiding it from you.
No. I'm not exposing my business.
Exactly.
We're going big next year.
Yeah, worldwide.
I'm launching 2024.
Okay, good.
You're launching a new business. Who? One of your teammates is the face of the business. Who is it and what are you selling? All right.
Toughest question yet.
Yeah. It's that our hidden talent, so.
Yeah, true.
It's that. No. It's all about thinking. I think Domingo could sell like swimwear.
Oh, easy.
Like, I wouldn't do budgies with him, though. I would do the short, like, you know, like trunks.
Or what do
you,
five what, inch what do you
call
them?
What do you call these?
Shorts.
No, but you know if you were going to the beach.
Shorts.
Okay. You got a name for it. Are they
togs? Shorts.
Are they togs?
No.
All right.
I've never
had
that in my life. You got like board shorts, which are like the ones that goes to your knees. But you got like shorts.
You know I was going, sorry to get off topic here.
Carry on.
But I was going to Loch Lomond with Staino for we had a promo there, and he said, "Bring your costume."
That's
and I was like, "Wait, what?" I was like,
"So when he turns up, we're like full Woody from Toy Story, normal? Fancy dress."
Do you call it a costume?
No, I call them trunks.
Yeah, do you call it a costume?
No.
Yeah.
That's,
but is it costume for girls?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
The girls would bring a girl would bring their swim. Yeah,
but isn't there their bikini?
Yeah, well, yeah, but there's like a swim costume. You know, like what they wear in like
are
swim.
They cozzies? Is that the nickname for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Okay, right. Anyways, we'll get back on track. I think he could do the real short shorts, like the Croatian style, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Like Croatian style,
like
and
proper
then
90s football shorts, like the ones that
Yeah. But real skin, like tight and showing his V line. And then paired with the Jesus sandals. You know what I mean? And that Croatian look, you know what I mean? That yacht vibe. I think Domingo could be the face of that. Good looking bloke, obviously.
So you're saying Mingo's your model?
Mingo's my model, type of thing. He's the face of the company.
That's an easy choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Anything from you?
No. Smithers said that he wants me to be a barber in his barber shop that sells coffees and that. So
that's true. I do remember that.
He wants you to be the barber.
Yeah. So he wants to set up a barber shop that's like.
But aren't you a rugby player?
Yeah, but.
Yeah, but what are you
thinking post rugby here?
Oh, Roger. Yeah. Okay. That's
fine. Just do it on game weeks. You don't have games. It'd be fine.
Yeah, and he wants you to be the barber, and
he runs a wee coffee shop. Okay. At the same time, but it's like in the same facility or something.
I never quite nailed down. Like, is he the barista on this?
I don't know.
Yeah,
because I know his latte art isn't that brilliant.
Mm.
I mean, Domingo could probably do that as well.
Yeah, he could. Yeah,
yeah. There's not a lot he can't do.
Are you a coffee connoisseur?
Me?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm a connoisseur, but I love coffee.
Yeah.
Melbourne's coffee capital.
Is
apparently.
It?
Apparently. But
who says that? You.
The world.
There's a Melbourne specific type of coffee.
I'm not sure, but I just know the coffee there tastes a little bit different. But I love the coffee here as well. I reckon Glasgow's a great coffee at a couple of spots. But
got a favorite?
I'm paper cup loyal.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm paper cup loyal. But you know, there's a couple of other spots that do well. That bakery, you know, that bakery across from. I don't get any actual bakery. No, well, it's Cotton Rake Bakery.
I've never been, but I've been past it.
And they actually, if we want to talk about food, they do this white chocolate tart.
How many times, go on? How many times have you?
It's mostly day off job.
Okay.
I get a BLT from there and a white chocolate tart.
This is a bad podcast to be doing at 5 to 5 when I'm thinking about dinner. Like,
that's I'm starving. I'm literally starving.
Right, we'll make this your last one.
Last one here?
We've
gone long on the questions.
We've gone long.
Elaborate. Like,
quality, though. Quality exactly. And quantity. This is where we're looking for.
Giving the fans what they want.
Yep.
Who is the most likely to go on Love Island? Okay. Like.
So we had this once.
And who did people say?
Cameron Neild said, without any hesitation whatsoever, Jack Dempsey.
Yeah, I actually, okay. So that's the obvious answer, but I think he would hate it.
Yeah, but who would do well on it?
Okay, right. Who would do? How does Love? Because I don't watch Love Island, but how does it? What do you get eliminated
if you aren't in a couple?
Okay, right.
You get chucked off.
But boys can't get rid of you, if you know what I mean.
No.
So if you're a boy can't get rid of you.
Not necessarily. No.
Okay, like Demo would do well because he's strategic.
He's a thinker.
Yeah. So he'd go well in the competition. I just don't think he'd like it. Like. He's more private. He's
Sammy?
No, Sammy would go. It'd be good. It'd be funny.
It'd honestly be
the funniest person. If I had to pick one person to put on that show to be hilarious,
to watch,
it'd be Sammy. Because it would honestly be all time. Let's put SJ on there.
You can actually make a decent cast out of some of the boys here. Gregor Brown for entertainment purposes.
Gregor Brown. He could do well on it, bro. He's tall, ginger.
I was going to say, to be fair, though.
Semi-jacked.
From somebody who's got kind of ginger genes from the past, like putting him on a sunny island.
Sorry.
That's a problem.
Lobster.
Speaking personally
as well.
Unless
it was like a winter one where they went to Iceland or something, he'd be all right.
I mean, does that exist?
TJ.
TJ.
TJ would win.
Yeah.
Is it like... I'm not saying that I'm just saying he's a great looker. He's currently taken, I'm sorry, to any listener out there thinking that he's interested. He's currently taken, but I'm just saying he's a real good looker and tan boy, chill, Kiwi.
Yeah.
If it's like a UK, you know, Love Island, TJ go in there with his Kiwi.
Yeah, yeah. You could stick Mingo in there and that would be...
We've given him enough props.
To Mingo with his underwear model or whatever. Yeah, exactly. He's going with
Jesus
there.
Flip-flops.
Who else?
What staff member?
Oh.
Right now, would you...
Here we go.
Would you love to see...
Genuinely?
Yeah, genuinely.
Back in the day, Franco. This is going to get me dropped. But back in the day, Franco's got that... I don't know if you guys thought this when he rocked up, but Franco looks Italian.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He's tanned... I've never seen him with his full kit off, but he looks in decent enough shape. He used to be rugby player. I reckon he could go well out there, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen him running around the boys. He could still do a shift.
Yeah, exactly. Back in the day, obviously. Yeah. We're not putting current Franco Smith into that environment. No. I'm putting like 20-year-old Franco Smith.
Yeah. Mid to late 90s, Franco.
Is it? Mid to late 90s?
Mm, give or take.
Roger. Yeah. That's what staff member did you get, Murph?
Shizzle on Love Island.
Oh. Shizzle's Jack, bro. Get Shizzle with his top off on Love Island.
It'd be sorted. That would be entertainment. Shizzle, Demo, Sammy J, Franco.
I mean, I have no idea where to go with this. But, I mean, we may well end the squadcast on this, which is, yeah. Very great. Thanks to Sione2 Pilotu. Go well this weekend if you're selected. And even if you're not, go well this weekend. Just have a great weekend. Murphy, we'll see you next week.
Yes, you will.
And we'll see you on Saturday at Scotstoun, ladies and gentlemen, for Glasgow Warriors against the Dragons in the last 16 of the Challenge Cup. Get your tickets now at glasgowwarriors.org. In the meantime, he's been Murphy Walker. He's been Sione2 Pilotu. I've been Craig Wright. And this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.